I'm here at the Lantern launch with Frank Sims and Rowan Scarborough, and we've got the director and the producer, which is really good, of Troublesome People from Astro Theatre. And there's something special about this play, isn't there?
There's lots of things special about it, but yes, it's about conscientious objectors. And we have our world premiere here at Lantern Theatre on the 15th of May, and that's National Conscientious Objector Day, which we didn't even plan. It's the day that pacifists celebrate being pacifists, I suppose.
Yeah. And have all the kind of, I guess, successful attempts to redeem conscientious objectors, you know, that have been in the media. I guess that's brought this play into the limelight.
Well, this is what we're trying to do, because most war plays or plays set during the war are about the soldiers on the front line, and which is horrific and interesting in itself. But there are actually only three plays written about pacifism other than this one, and most of them have been written a long time ago. So it's something that I feel that there is a voice that needs to be told. And we do, this play is particularly about two particular conscientious objectors and their interactions with Jewish refugees on a farm in the Isle of Man, which did happen. It's based on truth, it's based on real life stories, and so yeah, it's something that we feel strongly about, isn't it? And it's an exciting piece. It's something that it's a character led piece, and it's very cleverly written, and it's very interesting. And I'm running out of things to say.
Well, you've really bigged it up. But what I'm going to ask the director here, this is a tough question in a way, but there's a danger that plays like this can be very worthy. How do you make sure that the writing doesn't come across, particularly to quite a cynical generation, as worthy, but actually, you know, absolutely engaging and something they're talking about afterwards?
I think the important thing that we're looking at the moment as we've moving the piece on from the original writing through workshop and now into the formal rehearsals is showing the human nature of all of the characters we have in the piece. Yes, it is a piece trying to spread the message of pacifism, but the Jewish refugees and what they went through is still a central part of the piece. But it's not that they're Jewish or they're conscientious objectors or just ordinary rural farm workers. It's the fact that they are humans under huge amounts of stress. So you've still got the stakes are through the roof for everyone in the piece, irrelevant of what their background is. One of the key questions I've been asking the cast is, who is dictating their lives? Because there's a period where people away from on the home front were still having their lives dictated because there was a war on. And sometimes we forget that. We think about the soldiers making incredible sacrifice for their country, but that's not to say that there wasn't a war machine that was very much in full swing at the time, and incredible amounts of pressure on everybody to conform to their supposed roles within society at the time. But find that human element is still, in any drama, that's the key aspect, and that's really coming through in this piece, which is why it's such an exciting piece for all of us to be involved in.
So how did director and writer interact?
It was a great process, really good back and forth, because Jill Haas, who...
Yeah, she's very, very, very giving. She's really lovely. She's really... she's been very open to suggestion and gleaned on our experience, especially... I mean, Frank's been very, very hard on shortening the version, so it was a festival version. It's still an hour and 25 minutes, isn't it? But it's, yeah, she's just great. She was really, really, really helpful.
So have you had to be a bit of a dramaturg as well?
No, it's a bit... What's great about Jill is she understands that we actually need to put these things on the feet to really find where the drama is. So there was one moment, which I'm not going to tell you exactly where it is, because she'll probably be watching the performances, because she's so passionate about the piece herself, and she'll be in hysterics throughout that moment. There's one moment which she was a little bit guarded about, and it's entirely incidental. She just wanted there because she thought it was fun and brought life to the piece. Everything beyond that, she really trusted us and our view on these things, and if there was a line that I thought an actor could easily play with his or her eyes, out it went. So it's really trust of the actors as well, which is great.
So take me away from the writer into the rehearsal room. You mentioned actors, so can I follow you into a rehearsal?
You can, yes. There's been, for some characters, huge amounts of research. Because it's something of an untold story for certain characters in the piece, they've been delving deep into the archives, and the 30s, which is just before the play is set in 1940, were really rich in literature about the First World War and about the emerging political movements as a result of what happened in Germany in the 20s and 30s. So there's some great resources for the conscience objectors. For the Jewish characters, some incredibly harrowing material that they needed to have a look at as well. And then it's bringing it in and kind of saying, right, you've got that, that's your foundation. Now let's put this into the real world, into the actual life of the piece. And the mundane duties of digging potatoes out of the ground, which is the reality of the situation for them in the during the piece, and bringing potato farming to life.
We have wonderfully inappropriate background music going on here, but that's absolutely fine. So, I mean, in terms of now the contemporary kind of thing now, I mean, I guess governments around the world, particularly when plays like this come out and how pacifism, you know, has gained in strength, they're going to have a real problem if we go to war, aren't they?
Well, I said very early on when we're looking at this piece that people often think about the legacy of the First and Second World War as the death toll. They get millions of people whose lives were lost. But I actually think the greatest legacy of those two world wars was actually a collective effort to stop it from happening through a peace movement. 2 million people marching through London against the invasion of Iraq. You know, would that have happened had we not had that change in consciousness as a result of the First and Second World Wars? So we are talking about pioneers in the First World War, maybe 6,000 conscientious objectors. Second World War, pushing up to 60,000, that's a tenfold increase. Vietnam, following a little bit afterwards, massive increase in the number of people who are actively saying no to conflict. And that's what it's all about, is that the bravery of that decision to stand up for what you believe in by saying, no, I don't believe in this. I'm not going to be pushed into something that I don't believe in, despite the best efforts of authority to make people conform.
Director and producer of this play, thank you very much for talking to us. It's Troublesome People at the Lantern Theatre. Come and see it.